Money FM 89.3, the best of your money. Money and Me on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
We speak with Camilla Dahl-Hansen about a topic close to our hearts here on Money and Me, demystifying the investment world and its link with equality. First up, welcome Camilla Dahl-Hansen to Money FM 89.3 and to Singapore. How are you?
Thank you so much. I'm feeling very good. I'm excited to be here.
Great to speak with you. Perhaps we could start with your general thoughts on this world of investing. Camilla, would demystifying the investment world, in your opinion, help build a more equal world?
Well, definitely, because I think what is the interesting part with the investment industry and the financial industry in general is that it's such a vital part of all our life, right? So when we look into the stress factor of people, even though we see COVID, we see wars and crisis in general, well, we still see top 1 to 3 being financial stress as the number one for people. So this is so vital. So yes, generally, if we can have more feeling attracted to investment part and being curious and interested in that, that will definitely help the world being more equal and all of us people feel more happiness in life.
Camilla, you're Saxo's Chief Experience Officer. How would you characterize the language through which the investment world communicates, the language that it speaks?
Well, I think this is where we all need to be better. And that's also what we try to do here in Saxo. I think what we need to picture ourselves is that this is an industry that have existed for many, many years. It has been built out of a very masculine world. It has been built for a very few people in the world that was very rationally thinking, that was very much looking only at the figures. And that has been hanging in the walls in the banks around the world and in the financial sector for many years. So we are actually, you know, this is a transition. We all need to work and all need to actually improve that. So it is something that we have a full responsibility for loosen up, open up. And that comes back to the language, how we talk about financial in general, how we talk about investment, how we are actually improving that and doing much more eye to eye, human to human. And that is what we are for also here in Saxo Bank to help doing that.
There is a lot of complexity in the investment world, granted. But from where you're sitting, what are the real barriers to understandability in this world?
Well, I think it comes back to, as you just pointed out, the language part is definitely a barrier. And then it is also a lot of perception about it being complicated because the way we have talked about it be complicated, but also that it comes with also us needing to be more curious. And that's also why we are so interested in that we can see that when people get into this world of investment, they get much more curious into the world in general. And when you get that vibe and then you actually see that you will have a broader understanding on the world around you, well, that actually helps you also get more and more interested. So that is a barrier. And then we need to be more, I would say, inspiring in the way that we bring content to our clients and potential clients. We need also to help educating because a lot of this is also a knowledge gap. We see that especially among women that we feel insecure if we don't feel that we have the knowledge. And this part also comes with us having confidence actually to take actions on our own finances. So that means inspiration, education is something that is really important. We do it by doing more webinars, by making sure that we have much more dialogue format where clients, potential clients can raise questions. And we are trying to feed that in a more logic and not that complicated language. So that's something that we are practicing. We are not always succeeding, but we are doing our best to bring these things on the table. And also do it much more digitally, so it's much more approachable and intuitive how to navigate, how to be inspired and be educated also in this area.
That's great to hear that you're using conversation really as a tool to make the investment world more understandable. I wonder if you can share just some of the initiatives that you've worked on as Saxo's Chief Experience Officer in this vein of understandability.
Yeah, so I think one of the things is when we are still doing events, even though we are mostly digital in everything we do, we have strong dialogues when we do events, where we also have smaller group, also round tables, where we actually bring forward insights. We have a very competent strategy team that are coming with great analysis of the world, but then we bring in a dialogue. We also do it for new, completely new to investment, where I'm and some of my colleagues are sharing our own investment stories, and by that also energizing people around us to be inspired so they can also see that everybody can start investing. And when we do that, we also have the questions the other way around, very practical questions about how to get started. Do I need to know all the details in the companies I do invest in, or how can I do it in a more easy way? So it's very down-to-earth questions that we do get when we build a format that people can actually feel that there's no stupid questions, but they can actually ask in. So that helps.
Camilla, tell us when you started investing.
Well, I have been growing up with having a savings account from my parents, right? So I have not actually been growing up with investment being part of my daily life, at least not as a kid. But when I was studying, I had a student job next to my studies. And there I actually had the possibility to earn some money. There are some tax rules where I come from. So you have a limit for how much you can actually earn when you are a student. But then we figured out a group of students that we could actually do investment in some places. We were allowed
as a group.
But we did it individually. So we didn't start investing together, but as a group, we discussed the possibility that that was actually possible. So I started doing a really small piece of investment. It was not a lot of money, right? I was a student, so it was not a lot of money, but at least I started doing it around the age of 25, I think it was at that age. So it actually meant that I could see just a small portion of money that it was actually developing, right? I could see the ups and downs, and that was actually motivating me to be much more curious about what happened if I, you know, a continuous basis, save some money and put them into investment. And then I knew I had a long time horizon, so it also motivated me to be long-term into the market. And I think that's a good point, that the longer we are in the market, we need to stay in the market. It helps all of us when we do investment. Then I think a point for me have then also been that now my kids, I have three girls, they are having, you know, already now investments. So instead of building savings for them, I do build and educate them to see that they actually own a share of a company that you can pass by and see it can see their investments concretely in stocks they have in some local company in this case. Yeah.
Fantastic. So, you know, so your children, are you investing on their behalf or are they getting started? And it sounds like for yourself, you were self-taught when it started your investment journey, that is.
Yes, I was. I invest for them. They are too small. So they are 8 and 11. So they are too small and their oldest is 17. So she's soon being able to do it herself. But yeah, I'm investing on behalf of them, but I'm trying to, by being concrete, investing in something that they can actually physically see exists. I'm trying to educate them that way.
Absolutely fabulous. You mentioned women needing to sort of get a handle on the details before they start investing themselves. But when you started, it sounded like you were feeling your way, you know, through the investment world. I wonder, what is your advice to women about getting started?
Yeah, I think it is, you know, first of all, talk about it, be curious and ask questions, because I think we have talking about money and investment is also often, you know, not something that we feel comfortable about. That is a good starting point to actually open up and ask and be curious about who else around you is investing, get inspired by that. That at least helped me from the beginning. There was somebody else that also start investing. And then I think the other part is also, of course, evaluate, you know, what is your time horizon? What is your risk? Are you willing to lose the money? Or not? I'm not saying you always lose the money, but you need to be evaluating your risk in doing this. So need also to be a little bit more reflecting on that part. Seek places, also digitally. We also have tools where you can actually, by being asked questions, you can evaluate your own profile. So it's not that complicated. And then start also with some more easy products. I start investing in funds where you are more diversified to start up with, so you don't have to be concerned about, you know, I'm a too much one side or the other. So also start with some products that are, you know, that you can follow along the way, and then you get curious into it, and then you get more more advanced or not advanced. I would not say I'm not an advanced investor at all, but I have, you know, a very structured approach to what I do and what I don't do.
So one thing that scares investors in this day and age is this thought of inflation and how to get started given today's market. What are your thoughts about what investors need to understand about getting started given high inflation today in many markets around the world, maybe not Japan, but in many other markets?
Yes, exactly. And that's a good question. That's the one we often get also from potential clients, that this is not a good time. But it is a good time, because it's always a good time to get invested. Because I think no expert will be able to time the market to know exactly when to go in and out. The thing is, and the clue is, to be in the market and to start investing. So the sooner you start getting invested, the longer period you will have to actually have your investment, and that will pay off. So it's always a good time to go into the market. But of course, you need to be cautious about what you do, listen into that, and be diversified in everything you do. So I think that is the best advice. Go into the market, be in the market, be diversified, and then make sure not to panic, because that is what happens in times, is that and I can also feel myself sometimes, you know, where are things going? Should I make some actions? I think here we actually have women being very much, they are very good at actually stay more calm. They are not that aggressive in and out of the market all the time. So here there's actually, and that's also why we have a lot of women actually being very good investors. So that's something that I also are learning myself, and I think all of us need to be patient and don't panic when they're being in the market.
Well, there may be women listening in who are already invested and keen to understand whether they're more complex instruments that have evolved. Given your role in Saxo, can you share with us if there are new sectors or there are new instruments worth considering for the seasoned investor?
Yeah. I think again, it is a matter of being very diversified. So I would always look at the investment as seeing, you know, across, make sure both of sectors and also geographies that we stay diversified, also in different categories. So I think that is the best advice: stay in the market and be diversified. That is important. And then constantly evaluate your risk profile. You know, are you in a stage where you are willing to take on more risk? And then evaluate it from there. So it's very individual what is important to do. But it comes back to you, individual, how you are. And it might change over the lifetime, that you think you have parts of your money where you're more willing to take greater risk or less risk. And I think that's also something that is interesting to look into, that we don't see our investment as being one pool. I have different pools of my investment, and some I'll just say I would like a stable return, because that's what is, when I'm going to retire, that is what is going to pay my retirement. And then I have other parts of my investment where I would say I'm more willing to have a risk and play with it. So for those that are invested, I think being reflecting upon the different buckets of investment, that is something that is important to do as well.
And that's Camilla Dahl-Hansen, Saxo's Chief Experience Officer, sharing her personal story of getting started with investing and how the investment world is enabling greater equality.
Before acting on the information on Money FM, please consider if it's suitable for your own investment objectives, financial situation, and risk tolerance. To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download our audio app. That's AWEDIO. Available on Google Play or the App Store.